Guan Chin Chin and Tang Jing Tag. They won gold and silver, respectively. This is likely Simone Biles' final Olympic medal, and it'll probably be her most cherished one, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Bible Jeopardy. Now, I'm going to give you a clue. And when you hear the clue, I want you to give me your answer or your response in the form of a question. The way you do that is put who is or what is in front of your response. My number is 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. I hope that you're ready. Our Bible Jeopardy category today:
who, what, when, why, the New Testament.
And here we go. What prophet was given authority on earth to forgive sins? What prophet was given authority on earth to forgive sins? Was it Isaiah, Elijah, Moses, or Jesus? You'll find the answer in Matthew 9 and 6. When you do, give me a call. Hey, we're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but when we come back, there's so much more music, so much more merriment. We're going to make merry up in this joint here in the Ham Camp. Stay with us.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress. Eastward and Eden,
And there he put the man whom he formed.
That's right.
Now, if this is true, then there is a taste of heaven lingering in our minds and spirits.
Yeah.
Or the thought of heaven will not allow us to be satisfied with just anything and everything down here.
Amen.
All right.
But even as we are, we still want the better things of life. Oh, we know that there is a heaven.
Amen.
But something on the inside gives us that burning that says so. But however, on this old pilgrim journey, we are blessed to have pictures of a taste of heaven. We should look back and look and wonder how the old folks say, I'm bound for heaven. But we will never fully come to know heaven reality down here. Therefore, since the longing, the looking and laboring are real, and a focus on a real place called heaven.
Right.
So the question is, how far is heaven?
All right.
One thing I've learned, that heaven is on the other side of sin. And wherever sin ends, heaven begins. Oh, my brothers and sisters, heaven does not and will not accept sin. You see, once Adam and Eve sinned, they were drove out. Heaven is as far away as we are deep in our sins. If we get out of sins, you will enter into heaven. But let us understand, we are born into sin. Look at Psalms 51, 5 and 6. Says, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Oh, my brothers and sisters, not only were we born into sin, but we are broken by sin. The majority of the relationship that we know and experience was broken by sin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, we see God became lost to them. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there can be no heaven where there is no God. And however, Adam, after sinning, is ashamed of himself, and he takes fig leaves to cover himself. Some of us are unhappy with who and what we are, and heaven will not accept unhappy people. Heaven is as far away when people are unhappy, dissatisfied, and unpleased with themselves. Adam and Eve living in an earthly heaven, and because of sin, find themselves broken apart. And Adam said to God about Eve in Genesis 3 and 12, the woman who thou givest to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Oh, and we are not only born in sin, broken because of sin, but we are also bound by sin.
Yeah.
And we cannot get out of it by ourselves.
Right.
And this leaves us in a pitiful state of not knowing, but not being able to reach heaven on our own. You see, heaven's so close, but yet so far away.
Amen.
Because we can't do nothing to get ourselves there. But yes, we long for it, we look for it, and we're able to get there. But sin makes heaven far away.
Yeah.
Heaven is offered to us by God.
Yeah.
And we must understand that heaven is a gift offered to us by our Savior. Look what Jesus said in John 14 and 3. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Or look at Matthew 11, 28. He says, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. But then if you go to Revelation 22, you'll find that whosoever will, let him come. You see, we must understand that heaven must first be in us before we can be in heaven. You see, if the kingdom is first in you, then even in this evil world, we will know some heavenly wonders. Your bad things become blessings. Heartaches become happiness. Jeopardy become joy. Respects become miracles. Prayer becomes celebration. Sorrow turns to satisfaction. Grief become gladness. And pain become pleasure. All heaven is given to us by the grace of God. You see, the grace of God grants free passage for the repentant sinners into heaven. Oh, heaven is far away from unrighteousness. Look at Psalm 1:6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You see, our righteousness will never gain us access into God's heaven. But the righteousness of Jesus qualifies you and me for citizenship in God's heaven.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Well,
grace
opened heaven's door for us.
Yeah.
Because in his grace, we are clothed in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior. Grace extends to us forgiveness. I don't know about you, but I'm bound for heaven. Because of God's grace, I am fully pardoned and forgiven all my sins.
Amen.
Grace woke me up this morning.
Yes.
Grace started me on my way.
Yes.
Grace is sufficient for me.
Yes.
Grace is amazing.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for grace.
Yes.
For I love you, Lord. For when I was sick, it was nothing but your grace.
Yes.
That brought me through.
Yes.
When I was down,